Good morning. Well, let me tell you first that for me it's a great honor to inaugurate this first Investment and Innovation Summit. Let me tell you that I would like very much to host you, all of you in Chile, very soon. To tell the story in a very short way, I was impressed by what you said, because what you have accomplished, Ms. Liu, in only a few years is incredible. You said that you had all three children. Imagine where would you be if you had had six children. That would be really impressive. So, in our case, the story is very simple. Chile was the poorest Spanish colony in Latin America. And with hard work, good institutions, and a lot of perseverance, we have become the country with the highest per capita income in Latin America, and also the country with the highest human development index in Latin America. But that's part of the story, because our mission has not to do with the past, but with the future. And our mission is to transform Chile before the end of next decade into the first, hopefully not the only one, Latin American country able to conquer development and defeat poverty. That's our target. Our per capita income is about $25,000. And we want to grow in order to be able to achieve the same level of development of countries like Spain today. That's our target. And we have only 10 years to achieve that target. And for that, I'm fully convinced that we need to embrace this magnificent new revolution that is knocking our doors. Let me tell you a personal story. When did you go to Harvard? 2002. I really envy you. Because I also went to Harvard, but it was in the 70s. At that time, I remember when I was writing my doctoral thesis, there was no DD, no Google, no Amazon, no Yahoo, no photocopy, no fax, no email, nothing. The most important invention at that time was liquid paper. Really. Because when I was writing my thesis, I had to use carbon paper, 8 copies. And you made a mistake, you had to type the whole thing again. And you would correct one mistake and immediately do another mistake. So it was an endless process. Liquid paper allowed us to keep what was right and to change only what was wrong. For me, it was magnificent. Imagine how the world has changed since then. And a better question, how much it will change in the next 10, 15, or 20 years? And the question is, are we prepared for that? Or at least, are we prepared, or are we preparing ourselves to address this new world? Of course, we have to do many, many things in a different way and in a much better way in order to be able to take advantage of this huge revolution that is knocking our door. That's why I would like to welcome BD and many Chinese companies, because we know that this country, well, this is a magnificent country. It has a millenary culture. It was the first world power for thousands of years. The Europeans didn't know that at that time because they didn't know that China existed until Marco Polo. So now China is recovering its place in the world. And I'm really impressed, not only with the capacity to grow, but how you have been pioneers and you have been able to innovate and really achieve the frontiers of knowledge in so many fields, in so little time, and doing it in such a magnificent way. That's why I would like to emphasize that relationships between China and Chile are very strong and very old. We will celebrate 50 years of diplomatic and friendship relationship very soon, next year. And Chile was the first country to establish, the first Latin American country to establish relationship with China, the first Latin American country to sign a free trade agreement with China, the first Latin American country to renovate that free trade agreement. So the relationship between Chile and China have been always very pioneer, and they have always been very strong and very useful for both parties, and we want to keep it that way. Yesterday we had a chance to talk to President Xi, and we signed what we call a plan of action for the next 3 years. Basically, it covers all the areas. And we have a plan of action because it's not a letter of intent. is much more than that. It's a real plan of action. How, what we will do, how we will do it, when we will do it, in order to take more advantage of collaboration and contribution between China and Chile. For that reason, we hope that the best of the relations between Chile and China, which are very good, are what we are going to do from now on to the future. And for that, we need not only good political relations, not all good trade relations, we need to integrate in many other areas, particularly in culture, because we have a lot to learn from China, but also in science, technology, innovation, electromobility, renewal and clean energy, so many other areas where China has really become, in a very short period of time, a front runner and a big player in the international market. For that reason, we would like very much to invite you to come to Chile. Chile is a country where you will find a strong democracy, a strong rule of law, a very open economy. We have free trade agreement with almost every country in the world, of course with China, India, Japan, the US, Europe, you name it. So basically we want to transform Chile in a real hub for Chinese companies to be able to, from Chile, go also to all Latin America. And I think that Chile will be a very good hub for many Chinese companies to be able to enter the Latin American market, which is a very important market. And I'm sure that China has a lot of interest, and you have proved that you have a lot of interest in Latin America, because we've seen what we've done in the last few decades in Latin America. China has become the first, the most important, the first trade partner of almost every Latin American country. And now it's investing in a very rapid way in Latin America. So I hope that that trend will continue, and we welcome you to come to Chile. One thing that I would like to say, innovation is key. The main danger in the present is obsolescence, because the world is changing so rapidly that if you don't innovate, if you don't have an attitude to be all the time thinking, how can I do a new thing? How can I do the same thing but in a better way? You will disappear. You cannot stop. If you blink, you die. So this is the world in which we are living today. That's why I think it's so important to climb, as Newton said, to climb into the shoulders of giants, to see what is ahead, what is beyond the horizon, what is coming, in order to prepare ourselves, to anticipate, to be able to be ready when that new world comes and touches us, which is something that will happen with or without our will. The question is not whether it will come or will not come. The question is whether we will be prepared or we will be not prepared. And I think that the society of science and knowledge has proved to be very generous with those countries that embrace it and take advantage of it, but also has proved to be very cruel with those countries that simply turn their back to that revolution. And of course, Chile wants to face that new revolution, to embrace all the new opportunities, and that's what we are doing. That's why we are putting a lot of emphasis in science, technology, innovation, entrepreneurship. Many times the government, instead of promoting innovation and entrepreneurship, it asphyxiates with bureaucracy, thousands of rules. That's something that we have to be fighting all the time. That's why we're simplifying our system in terms to facilitate innovation, entrepreneurship, investment, because that creates wealth and it creates employment. It improves salaries. It improves the quality of life of our people. What we're seeing today, the Web 1.0 connected computer with computers. The Web 2.0 connected computer with people. The Web 3.0 is connecting computers with people, with things, in a framework of artificial intelligence. So basically, very soon, most of the decisions will not be taken by us, will be taken by this system, which is an intelligent system. The best example of this is our body. How important it is for us to get our blood flowing through our bodies? Very important. Without that, we wouldn't be able to live. But are you thinking about that? Are you worried about that? No, because it works automatically. Our body is a very smart machine. So many things are done without us having conscious of that. Only a few things come to our attention and we make our own decision. More things happen within this artificial or non-artificial, but very powerful, natural, intelligent system. The same thing is will happen with this new society that is coming, Internet of Things, the robotics, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, all those things. So I think it's like a wave. When you see the wave in the horizon, you cannot stop the wave. You can decide to prepare it, to surf it, and to take advantage of the force of the wave to get or to reach your own objective, but you can just wait until the wave comes and knocks you down. And that's the only choice that we have to do now. And I think that in many Latin American countries, we are seeing the wave. We know that it's coming, but we're not doing enough in order to prepare ourselves to take advantage of that wave. And we want to change that attitude. That's why for us to be able to strengthen our relations with China and all the Chinese entrepreneurs and innovators is very useful for us. Because we know that in this country you are fully aware of that. And you have proved it. And that's why we talked about this with President Xi, with the Prime Minister, and with the President of the Chinese Congress, that we know that we have had an excellent 50 years of relationship between China and Xi. But we want to strengthen and we want to expand that relationship to many other new fields. And that's why for us to promote innovation, we started in my first period a program which was called Startup Chile. Basically was to promote new inventions, new projects, new dreams, and it was extremely successful. Now we want to multiply that by 10, by 100, and for that, the relationship and the collaboration with China is absolutely key. Final thing is that the world always has been a fight between fear and courage. One car race man said once that he needed both in order to win a race. Without courage, he wouldn't start the race, and he cannot win if he doesn't start the race. But without fear, he would crash in the first turn. That is a permanent combat between fear, which is prudence, experience, wait a moment, let's see it, we have always done it this way, and courage, which is innovation. Let's try something new. Let's be courageous enough to defy what has been done for many, many years and try to see if we can do it better. And I think that in Chile, at least, we need more courage, which is innovation, entrepreneurship capacity, imagination. Those are the most powerful renewable resources that we have. And we need to take advantage of that because I'm absolutely convinced that everybody has those virtues of imagination, creativity, capacity to innovate, but we need to promote that. That's what we're trying to do in our government, and that's why we're trying to simplify our tax system in order to promote more innovators to enter the field and to create wealth, to create employment, to create opportunity. Because if you don't create wealth, employment, and opportunity, the only thing that you can distribute is poverty. Finally, I would like to say that this summit, therefore, has come in a very timely period. And it is extremely important for us. And that's why when I was invited to inaugurate this summit, I immediately said yes, because I appreciate the importance of this summit. So I would like very much to invite you to invest in Chile. Chile is a small country. Our population is 18 billion people. No, I'm becoming Chinese now. 18 million people. But Latin America has 500 million people. And Chile is the best hub in order to, from Chile, try to go to all the different countries in Latin America. For that reason, talking to you in China, which is an extraordinary country, has the potential, the innovation capacity, the initiative, the imagination. I mean, here, so many things were discovered here in China. Paper, printing, compass, powder, and so many other things. So I am sure that this strategic alliance between China and Chile will be both for both of us. And I can guarantee you that Chinese investment, Chinese culture, Chinese entrepreneurs are most welcome in my small but beautiful country. Thank you very much.